Well, we might be getting very close to the end of the year, but there are still plenty of betting options available in the world of golf. We'll be looking at four events, two European Tour events, the Australian PGA Championship and the Mauritius Open. We'll have a look at the Japan Tour's Golf Nippon Series event, which is essentially their tour championship, even though it's not that in name. It brings together the leading 30 players from the money list throughout the course of the year and a few extra winners. So 30 players will tee it up there in Tokyo for that Golf Nippon Series event, and the PGA Tour in the Bahamas for the Hero World Challenge. Why don't we start with the Australian PGA Championship being played at the RACV Royal Pines Resort on the Gold Coast of Queensland. Understandably, I suppose, Cameron Smith, the defending champion, and Mark Leishman, the Australian team, both of those players represented Australia last week at the World Cup and did a marvellous job, really, especially over the weekend, where they combined to record rounds of 65 in each of the last two rounds to so nearly catch the Belgian side. At one stage, they put the ultimate pressure on the Belgian side in the last round, but in the end, they finished in a share of second with Mexico behind Belgium. So Leishman, fourth last year in this event, obviously the leading world-ranked player in the field this week, the class act in so many respects, and certainly deserves respect because he's had a pretty good finish to the year in the United States, or on the PGA Tour at least. And Cameron Smith, who has played pretty well of late himself, including that performance last week, and he finished 10th at the Australian Open prior to that. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, he is the defending champion. Both those two players, Smith and Leishman, are at $6, not particularly lucrative odds or juicy odds. But there's a reason that they're at those odds, and that's because most people feel that they will be genuine contenders for the title. Harold Varner III, the American golfer who's been down here for the last few years, he loves this tournament, loves this golf course. He was runner-up 3 or 4 years ago behind Nathan Holman. He finished runner-up after a playoff in that event, and he did win a couple of years ago. So he's got a very good record on the golf course, and he's been in pretty good form in PGA Tour events lately, has Harold Varner. He's at $10. I thought Adrian Altiguy, the Spanish golfer, and forgive me if I have pronounced his name wrongly, it's a difficult one. Adrian Altiguy, the Spanish golfer, he was fourth at the DP World Tour event in Dubai just a couple of weeks ago, and he was third in Turkey just a couple of weeks prior to that. He's one of the higher-ranked players in the field. He won the Belgian knockout earlier this year, and he was second at the Volvo China Open. So he's got plenty of credentials, Adrian Altiguy, and at $21, I think that's probably pretty good value given the credentials that he brings to the event. Cameron Davis, one of the rising stars of Australian golf, and of course the Australian Open champion from 2017, didn't get a chance to play here last year. He headed off to the web.com tour to try and get his card to play on that tour. He was unsuccessful, funnily enough, but he managed to play his way onto the PGA Tour through invites to the web.com tour and eventually won an event on that tour. He's made the cut in three of his first four PGA Tour events as a cardholder. He was 40th at the Australian Open when defending, not a particularly satisfying week for him. But he's a class act, Cameron Davis. I would not be at all surprised to see him performing well this week. He's at $29. Jordan Zunick won the Queensland Open recently. He played okay at the Australian Open. He was second here last year. He was beaten in the playoff by Cameron Smith. And I think the fact that he won the Queensland Open just a few weeks ago suggests that he's not far from where he needs to be to produce at least a repeat performance of that very impressive runner-up finish last year. And I think the other player that may well be worth keeping an eye on, and it's a feel-good story too in so many respects, is that of John Sendon, the Queensland golfer who has had quite a bit of time away from the PGA Tour of late, attending to the illness of his son Jacob. But he came back at the Australian Open just a couple of weeks ago and finished with a final round of 66 to finish fifth, and I think that was very good. He's at $34. Jordan Zunick is at $51. Cameron Davis, as I said, at $29. Adrian Altiguy at $21. Harold Varner at $10. And Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman at $6. So that's the Australian PGA Championship that gets underway on Thursday. Also getting underway on Thursday is the Japan Tour event, the Golf Nippon Series, the end-of-season event, which brings to the close the 2018 Japan Tour season. Yuta Aikida was fourth last week. He was second in this event in 2016. He was seventh at the Visa Tahoe 3 weeks ago, as you do Akita. He's at $11. And I think the only other player that I'm going to mention, we could go through them all if you like, but I'm not going to do that. Brendan Jones, third and second in his last two events on the Japan Tour this season. He was the winner of this event, admittedly, 11 years ago, but he's at $13. He just seems to have found a very impressive, rich vein of form at the moment, does the Australian Brendan Jones. And I think $13 for him, given the fact that he's won on this golf course previously and he's in such great form at the moment. $13 for mine is good value. The PGA Tour are in the Bahamas. They play the Hero World Challenge, essentially Tiger Woods event. Ricky Fowler is the defending champion. He's been playing very solidly in early season events on the PGA Tour, the new season events. And as I said, he did win this event last year. He's at $8.50. And I think Tiger Woods, who's been a five-time winner of the event, and let's not forget that Tiger Woods, I know he played the exhibition match with Phil Mickelson last week and was beaten by Phil Mickelson. I don't think we should read too much into that very crass commercial event. Tiger Woods is at $10. And those two players are the ones that I'll be keeping an eye on this week. So Ricky Fowler and Tiger Woods at the Hero World Challenge. Interestingly enough, the European Tour plays an event in Mauritius. The favourite there will be Dylan Fratelli, the South African player, who is the defending champion in this event. He was seventh recently at the DP World event on the European Tour. He's now a PGA Tour player. He managed to get his card through the finals of the Web.com Tour, so he's advanced his standing in the game of golf, and he's certainly probably a much more accomplished player than was the case when he was winning this title 12 months ago. Jordan Smith, a very, very talented English player. He's playing solidly of late. He was 12th in Dubai and third at the British Masters. He's at $15. A couple of others that are worth keeping an eye on. Richard Stuerne, the South African player. I guess you could say he's hardly setting the world on fire of late, but he's not playing badly either. And although he hasn't won for quite a long time, Richard Stuerne, he's a regular contender in events, and at $23, that's a bit of value, I think, for the South African. And another South African, Thomas Aitken, a bit like Stuerne, he has played well of late, although not great, and he's played on occasions in this event. He's at $26. I think the Frenchman, Victor Perez, he's been playing brilliantly in recent months. He's at $23, five consecutive top tens on the Challenge Tour to finish off the season. Got his card to play on the European Tour. He was third in Hong Kong last week. He appears to me to be a progressive type of player. He's at $23. And the Frenchman, Romain Langasky, played very well on the Challenge Tour this season. He was third in this event last year. He's at $34. So just quickly throw those players again. Dylan Fratelli, the defending champion, at $8.50. Jordan Smith at $15. Richard Stuerne at $23. Thomas Aitken at $26. Victor Perez at $23. As I said, I think that's pretty good value for him, given the form he's in at the moment. And Romain Langasky, the Frenchman, at $34 after a very successful season on the Challenge Tour. So good luck with your investments this week. As I always say, bet responsibly. My name is Bruce Young.